This is Sikkim 365 Radio. This segment on Baylor Athletics on Sikkim 365 Radio is brought to you by Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac, located at the Imperial Drive exit off Loop 340 in Waco. Proud supporters of all Baylor Athletics.
I remember earlier this year when Kyron Drones committed to Baylor, having a chance to visit with his father, who's a coach on Shadow Creek's football team that won the state championship. We're about to do both back-to-back in the same segment. The Elite 11 quarterback competition has wrapped up, and Kyron had himself a day, according to all the reports. Kevin, hey, thanks, Coach. What's this been like watching him in the competition the last couple of days, soaking in everything as a father and also as a coach?
It's been fun. Just proud of him that he, you know, got this opportunity, made the most of it, you know, kind of got to salvage some of the things he missed out on. He didn't get to go, you know, take trips and things like that, and still have yet to get to Baylor. But, you know, he got the chance to see how he stacked up against the best in the country and, you know, learn some things and get some toolage from some great coaches and have some lasting relationships.
Coach, have you noticed the players, particularly that since they haven't gotten to do anything, is this maybe even more competitive than it would have been because these kids have been itching to get out and do something?
I think they were excited to get out there. You know, one of the biggest things was for a lot of them, this is the first time they've been able to compete in a while, you know, with the camp series being canceled, 7-on-7s being canceled, things like that. So I think it was good for the kids to get out, and you kind of saw it, the nervousness or the kind of anxiousness in the beginning that first day, and they kind of settled in the next night. It's been great competition.
Coach, I know that there was some interruptions due to weather and things like that, but for, you know, the average fan out there that doesn't know a lot about Elite 11 outside of the fact that it's a quarterback competition with top prospects, can you kind of break down just what's sort of gone on the last few days as far as what these guys are doing?
Well, it's a lot of they do a lot of off the field stuff, as far as, you know, talking about different leadership, getting in some topics that we're dealing with in the world right now, just showing, teaching them about the craft of being a quarterback, what it means. They, the college counselors come in, which was this year was Justin Fields from Ohio State, and Jamie German is at Georgia, and the quarterback in North Dakota State, and Costello from Mississippi State. So they were there, and they're in a group with the kids. They kind of break them up in the pods of five. So going through the drills, and I mean, just this year was good because, you know, they kind of were able. Nobody else was around. The hotel was relatively empty, other than the people for Elite 11. Only the families could go and watch, and media. We got fortunate with the weather because even though it got backed up, the weather held so we could have the competitions today. We were able to find an indoor, just like last night. We didn't need it last night, but today they did everything indoors at an indoor facility at a high school. So it was good for the parents too. We got a chance to meet the other dads and mothers, the sisters, and families that were there, and got a chance to talk, and people that, you know, we just kind of read about their children, but we got a chance to actually meet and talk.
One more question for you, Kevin, and then if you don't mind, if we could talk to Kyron, wasn't it just to get out and do something?
It was just fun to see them on the field and actually just having fun, and we kind of took it as a mini vacation to get away, even though we was just kind of just sitting in a hotel room, except to order out or to go to the facility or wherever they're working out. But it's fun to get out. So, you know, just staying masked up and trying to see how everything's going to go and if we're going to have a season. That's been the topic up here because Tennessee just backed their season up high school-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no question about it. Hey, Kevin, thank you as always. We appreciate you. I bet that's a thrill to be up there and have fun watching him, and he obviously competed well. Can we talk to him for just a second?
Yes, hold on.
That's Kevin Drones, defensive line coach for state champion Shadow Creek. And Kyron, who was with us the day he committed to Baylor, Kyron Jones now joins us on Sikkim 365. Kyron Drones now joins us on Sikkim 365 Radio. Hey, it's been a little bit since we had you on the day you committed to Baylor. Can you try to tell us what this experience was like? And apparently you obviously performed very well.
Yes, sir. The experience, it was a really good thing, that really good experience that I needed, just being able to be with the best coaches in the country and then also the best quarterbacks in the country, just hanging with them, building relationships with them, and learning from the coaches was all good.
Is there one thing that jumps out at you today that's going to stick with you for a while?
Excuse me, what did you say?
Is there one thing that you learned or happened today that's really going to stick with you for a while?
Basically, the relationships I made, that's going to stick with me for the long run, because we all got each other's numbers, got each other's social media. So whenever, somebody's going through, we can just hit them, because they're the only people that's going through the same thing that I'm going through.
Kyron, I would imagine as a quarterback, you'd always thought about, competing in Elite 11. Was it an experience that you thought it was going to be? Was it what you thought, I guess, when dreaming about the opportunity? Is it what you thought it was going to be?
Yes, sir. I've been wanting to be in Elite 11 ever since I started watching the show. And it was everything I thought it was going to be. We can't do, a lot like the show was of COVID, but they did a really good job really trying to make the camp as best as it could be.
What was it like just to get back out, smell fresh? Not that you haven't been outside, but to get out and smell fresh air and be in competition.
It felt really good just trying to compete with the best dudes and trying to see where I'm at and trying to see where I'm ranked among the best. So it was really good. Because we don't know if we're going to have a season, so that probably is going to be the last time I compete as a senior.
You did very well throughout this entire ordeal, this event, the Elite 11, and obviously were strong at the end of the second day. And then I saw where you did extremely well this morning during the pro drills. It seemed like you, in fact, were third at the end of all of this. It depends on who ranked you. Did that matter to you, where you were ranked, or you just wanted to kind of do what you do?
I was just really doing what I do. If I get ranked, I get ranked. I wasn't really worried about it. I know how good I am. I know what I'm capable of. So I'm just trying to let everybody see that.
Kyron, how did you feel you stacked up? I mean, you mentioned being able to kind of compare yourself during these last few days with other top quarterbacks. How do you feel you stack up with those guys?
I feel like I stacked up really well. I just had a great three days of competition. So going against these quarterbacks, I felt like I was up there with them.
Yeah, it feels good to represent. And you know that Baylor Nation was probably a lot of people following. They've had Gary Bohannon. They've had Jacob Zeno. They've been a part of Elite 11. To represent Baylor, is that something you feel like you're representing your family, Shadow Creek, and Baylor right now?
Yes, sir. I was putting Baylor on the map right now because everybody was asking me where I'm committed to, and I would say Baylor. They was like, why and stuff. So I was just putting my family out there, putting Shadow Creek out there in Houston, and the Baylor fans.
Mm-hmm. Get some rest. Enjoy. Thank you for being a part of the show. Tell your father, Kevin, thank him as well. You guys have a great trip back. Be careful, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Kyron Jones of Shadow Creek High School, Baylor committed quarterback, and also his father, Kevin, defensive line coach at Shadow Creek. And thanks to the 903, Craig, I think you may have added this in, but Bohannon was Elite 11, as was Jacob Zeno and Jarrett Stidham, obviously, prior to that.
Yeah. I couldn't remember exactly, but I thought that Bohannon and Zeno – I mean, I knew Zeno was, but I wasn't sure about Bohannon. So, it turned out that he was, in fact. So, yeah, that's four quarterbacks in the last handful of years that have all been part of that event. And, obviously, this was a bit of a different version of the Elite 11 event, but sounds like he did well.
All right, in a moment, we'll hear from Jason King, Sikkim365.com. He'll join us here in this same segment. But right now, let me tell you about Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness. One, they have installed those touchless water systems. They refill your water bottle touchless. The way things are, that's what you want. Also, starting Monday, there's a KidFit program.